Bluebeard strikes back.
Hello, darling. How are you? I haven't heard from you since the wedding. Is everything all right?
Oh, I'm okay.
Are you sure? Tell me everything. I know there's something wrong.
It's weird, you know. But I must admit, my husband is scary sometimes. We've been married for a month now. He's tall, very tall and big, strong and impressive. He looks like a Viking, very blonde with a bushy beard and piercing eyes. The way he looks at me is so creepy. But he loves me, I know. I'm overdoing it. But, you see, I got nervous when I overheard some of his friends talking, well, in low voices, about his other wives, as if he'd already been married several times, and they were saying they had disappeared. This is ridiculous. I must have got it wrong. It's so unlike him. When I moved into his old family house, he became tense and watchful. He strictly forbade me from going into the shed at the back of the garden. It looks like a doll's house, and I'd noticed it immediately. A little girl's interest. He told me it had been locked for ages, and no one could find a key. I must confess, I was too scared to disobey. Until this afternoon. The weather was gorgeous, and I decided to enjoy the sunshine outside. My husband's away. He doesn't tell me where he goes and often leaves me for days. And he looked so tired when he left. I hope he's okay. And guess what? I heard the old wooden door bang. So I tried to open the shed and I couldn't believe it. It wasn't locked at all. So I wondered, what should I do? Should I get in? Well, just a quick look. Maybe I'll find his other wives' bodies. Don't be stupid and so romantic. Husbands and wives have no secrets, do they? Wow, you won't believe your ears. No corpse, no knife, no sword. Just basic tools, gardening equipment, and lots of it. I didn't know he enjoyed gardening. He never does any. Oh, what's that? I can hear him. I'll call you back.
Well, my dear, what do you think it is? You're right. It's a saw. Very useful to cut trees and hard wood. Or bones, in fact.
Bones? You must be joking.
Oh, no, dear. I'm a sort of... Well, you could use the word vampire. It's too late now. I can tell you the truth. I drink blood. Human blood. I drink people to death. Then I cut their bodies into pieces.
Oh, stop it! This is mad!
It is not. Why do you think I chose you? Because you're young and healthy. I know your blood is rhesus positive. I tasted it just right. Mm-hmm. Oh, don't look at me like that, as if I was Bluebeard.
Let me go! I know you're normal and you love me!
You know a lot, don't you? I'm not who you think I am. I dye my hair and beard blonde to look different, less sinister. But they are as black as death. That's why I carefully select short-sighted wives. But they were too curious. They found out, just like you. Too bad. They're not in the shed, my dear. Come along. You'll meet them soon. Downstairs. In the cellar. You will keep them company. Forever.